When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 28. The Sozzled Solicitor. Hangovers. You know that feeling when you wake up after a night on the sauce? With a tongue as dry as Gandhi's flip-flop. A mouth which tastes like a monkey has humped your face. And a head banging like two newlyweds have moved in. And they won't stop rutting until the johnnies have run out. And you think to yourself, oh no, I didn't, did I? As the shameful memories of last night's boozy shenanigans come flooding back? Well, we've all done it. We've all woken up in a prison cell, as naked as a streaking pig, as steady as a one-legged rhino on a wonky trampoline, and as coherent as a politician explaining how a 15-year-old rent boy ended up in his bed when he's a devout Christian family man. Having chundered a river of steaming yellow chunks onto the desk sergeant, wearing nothing but a pineapple ring around your bubbly boy bits. Right? We've all done that. Having thought it would be a great idea to drink the entire top shelf, like a true legend. Thankfully, with nobody hurt, no major crimes committed, and a night of squiffy tomfoolery regarded as nothing more than hijinks, we all laugh it off, quaff some painkillers, do the four S's, have a shit, eat some scran, take a shower, and have a damn good hand shandy, and leave with a legendary anecdote and a few smirk-inducing photographs, courtesy of some judicious editing of the image of your sweaty butt crack. Ah, happy days. But what about if you're a professional? What if your life meant that you must live your life to a higher moral standard than most? And what if your whole career has revolved around you enforcing the law? On the 8th of November 2006, a Grantham Magistrates Court in the county of Lincolnshire, 54-year-old Esther Cunningham attended court. She wasn't on trial. She wasn't in handcuffs. She wasn't wearing one of those nasty grey Terry Towelling tracksuits which all the you-get-me wannabe gangsters wear, even though it makes them look like their mummy has bought their clothes from Mothercare. Or maybe a t-shirt emblazoned with the epitaph, "Fuck this court." And a face which says, "You ain't the boss of me," even though the charge was only a misdemeanor, and they would later be held in contempt of court for a lack of manners. No. Esther wasn't one of those little scroats whose whole purpose in life was to clog up the prisons. As dressed in a smart suit, she was a fully qualified solicitor, a respected legal trainer with her own company, and a deputy district judge who adjudicated on civil matters in Lincolnshire and had practiced since 1980. Now, she was here to represent her cousin, who had been looking after a dangerous dog owned by her son. Given her experience, this was a minor matter which would be swiftly assuaged by her expertise. Or at least it should have been. Shortly before her turn as her cousin's attorney, having had what she described as an emotional day, Esther got sozzled and slugged back more than a swig, a dram, or a wee nip of brandy to steady her nerves. So by the time she entered the court, she was swaying as wildly as a willow tree with a newfound love of hard rock. She was stumbling over her words like a stutterer trying to beatbox the national anthem. And her liver was so rancid, even Sarton's the pickle manufacturer didn't want it. Oh yes, Esther was royally shit-faced. So bad was this legal legend's behaviour that she refused to sit down until ushered to do so by the in-court assistant, even though she had to hold onto the bench to steady herself. When she demanded to know the name of the magistrate but was denied this, she told an usher to fuck off. She called the Crown Prosecution Service solicitor a fuckwit, and later stated her words were not meant to be offensive, but were intended to be derogatory, as if that makes everything better. All that was missing was a badly packed kebab, a cheap stripper, and a stolen traffic cone. But her pissed up antics on the glorious giddy grog didn't stop there. As being soused to the gills, she then forcibly kissed another solicitor, who'd been a friend and colleague of hers for more than 30 years, so I'm sure that was a real treat. And then she had to be forcibly escorted from the court by a security guard. Some may say she'd had a top night out. And to top it all off, all she needed to do was to piss up a wall, squeeze out a turd in the street, fight with a bouncer, insult an Uber driver, pop out a tit, fart heartily like a Whitchurch-based dentist at lunchtime, and then faceplant into a puddle of her own sick. But sadly, it was not to be. In January 2009, having held a two-day training course for would-be solicitors whilst paralytic, during which she was rude and abusive to the hotel staff, and even threatened the chief executive of her governing body by telling a delegate, "You hold him, I'll hit him." The Solicitors Regulatory Authority convened a disciplinary tribunal, at which she denied all claims, stating she wasn't drunk, she wasn't abusive, and she wasn't in court acting as a solicitor. She merely popped in to see what was going on. Later admitting that she had lied, and accepting that she had a problem, Esther was suspended from acting as a solicitor for 6 months, ordered to pay costs of £6,200, and hopefully she remained sober. But hey, we've all been there, right? The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.